some characters in the Bible, they may have started very strongly, but they finished very poorly. May mga ganon. You hear of these stories, I mean, you read of these stories of some of the Bible heroes, and you wonder, what happened? What happened? One of the stories that I really like, except for the ending, is the story of Josiah. Like Josiah, he led a revival in the nation of Israel. It was such a mighty revival that it touched every facet of society. It touched everybody in the nation, except that he died. And the way that he died was he picked up a fight with a nation that did not want to fight him. Huwag ka na makialam, sabi sa kanya, hindi, makikilaban ako. Nakilaban siya, and then he just died. It was a death that was not meant for him. So he finished poorly. Now, I say this because throughout the year 2018, you may have struggled, you may have fared not so well, but you know what? Our God is a God of grace. And He always has enough grace for all of us to be able to finish strong. So I would like to talk about that, how we can finish on a strong note. Hebrews chapter 12, we start in verse 1. Let's read. Everyone, go. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, again I come to you. We come to you. We confess our need for you. We ask you for a word. We want to finish strong for your glory and honor. So I pray for every heart and mind, God, just touch us, speak to us, activate us, empower us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, amen, amen. You know what's good in every year ender, and what's good in every New Year's Day, is that we can have milestones. Milestones. Like we can say that 2017 was a glorious year. 2018, well, I was struggling. Or 2018, it was a great year. We actually have milestones that we can apply on every year. Now, I don't know how you would look at 2018. I don't know what word you would use for 2018. Ako po, I had my ups, I had my downs in 2018. Suffice it to say, 2018, you can brand it as my race in 2018, or your race, our race in 2018. How was our race in 2018? As a church, corporately, 2018 has been a roller coaster ride for us. When we entered 2018, I was almost absolutely, definitely certain about our direction as a church regarding our venue. When we entered 2018, I was definitely sure that we would be staying in Timog. Because when we entered 2018, as recent as October of 2017 or November of 2017, I got a specific word from our lessors that we will be extending for at least the next 10 years. So I was not really thinking about saan kami. If you had talked to me sometime January, February, March, April of 2018, and if you're going to ask me, where will you be come December of 2018? I'll tell you, I'll be in Timog. But some things happened. Some things that I would say were not planned. at least not on my part. There are things that happen to us that we never planned for. Some of us, we may have been looking forward to some great things that would happen to us this year, but that great thing did not happen to us. Some of us were hoping for some promotion probably, for some miracle probably, but the promotion never took place. The miracle never happened. So that's the ups and downs of the year. That's the race of 2018. We need to understand everything about the Christian life. The Bible calls it a race. And that's the first lesson that I want us to learn today. Number one is this. We are called to run the race, but not just run the race, but run the race well. Verse 2 says, run with perseverance. Everybody say perseverance. Run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The year consists of 365 days. The first day may be good. The second day may still be good. Like, who does journaling here? Taas kamay. You do journaling? Like, ulitin nga natin yung tanong. All right, I want some honest answers here. No condemnation, because there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. All right? Who honestly does journaling? Taas kamay. Specifically, at the start of the year, taas kamay. Dadami yan bigla. Okay. And then you told the Lord, Lord, sige po, I'll start journaling. I'll try to be faithful with my journaling. So the first day, the second day, the third day, somebody actually included my name in a group. What do you call it? A group? Chat ba yon? It's a group. It's a group of pastors. Pastors from New York. Some of them I got to minister to. That's probably why they included my name in that group. They started the year with everybody just putting in their devotion for the day. All right, so every pastor gets to contribute. Day one, like that's January 1, 2018. Day one, this pastor, he sends in his soap for the day. You know the soap? That's the scripture, observation, application, and then prayer. That's the soap. That's the entry. That's the entry for their journal on that particular day. So January 1, everybody sends in their soap for the day. Psh. And then another pastor, soap for the day. Another pastor, soap for the day. Like 5-7 of them would send in their soaps for the day. The second day, ganun pa rin. Pasukan yung mga soap for the day. Third day, pasukan yung soap for the day. Like a week after, 3 would send in their soap for the day. After a month, 1 would send in his soap for the day. The third month, nobody sends in their soap for the day. And then you wonder, tuloy pa kaya ito? And then you totally forget about the soap for the day. Like nobody's sending in their soaps for the day anymore. And then after like 8 months, somebody sends in a soap for the day. Uy, buhay pa pala itong group chat na ito? And you just have this thinking, whatever happened to that thinking that it's going to be a victorious year. I don't know about you, but this is why the Bible says that we are to run with perseverance. Everybody say perseverance. Run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The Christian life should be marked by perseverance. Just 2 days ago, we had a wonderful youth conference. These young people are so pumped up. They're so fired up. They received impartations. All of them were challenged. They were shouting, we're going to be revivalists. We're going to change this nation. We're going to be instruments of God. We're going to use our hands for healing. That's 2 days ago. But the question is, will they still be carrying that fire a month from now? 2 months from now? 3 months from now? The Christian life is marked by the word perseverance. Because there will be occasions wherein you don't feel so spiritually pumped up. There will be occasions wherein you don't really feel the fire. But I was telling the young people, you know what? There will be days when you don't feel the fire, but the fire is still there. There will be occasions when you may not feel so anointed anymore. You may not feel like God can use you for healing people. You may not feel like you can evangelize souls anymore because you're looking at yourself, Lord, ako nga walang anointing eh. Tapos magpapatong pa ako ng kamay sa iba. But then again, it does not have to do with feelings. It has to do with that conviction. I'm going to persevere. People, if we're going to base the Christian walk, if we're going to base the Christian run or the Christian marathon based on our feelings, most of us, if not all of us, would have quit by now. If I am going to base my obedience on the way I feel, many years ago, I must have quit as a pastor. But then again, it's not about how we feel. It's about our commitment. I will persevere. Run with perseverance. If I can ask the question, does anybody here run the marathon? Does anybody here watch the marathon? Watch na lang. Pakipalo nga insekto dyan. May maingay dyan. You know, marathons, they go for 42.195 kilometers. That's long. I mean, you have me run for 1 kilometer. At the end of it, I'll be all sweat. I'll be gasping for air. That's hard. If you're going to ask any marathon runner, sabihin mo na sa 20-kilometer mark, or the 30-kilometer mark, if you're going to ask them, enjoy, they may say they enjoy it because they have gotten used to it, but it's actually painful. It's painful on the joints, it's painful on the feet, it's painful on the legs. It's hard for them. It's very hard for them, which is why marathon runners, it's not just a contest between them and the other runners. It's a contest between them and the time and their own bodies. They're actually competing against their own bodies. Why? Because they just want to finish. Matapos ko lang to, matapos ko lang to. Only one gets to win the prize, the first prize. But everybody else, they're just happy the moment they cross that line. Unang-unang lang ginagawa. Have you seen it? The moment they cross that line, they do this. Oh, hindi niyo napanood. So now I'm telling you, that's what they do. The moment they cross the line, they do this. That is to stop the stopwatch. That is for them to be able to say, oh wow, this is my best time so far. They're competing against themselves. And I'm telling you, the way we live our Christian lives, we are actually telling ourselves, hey, you need to persevere. You need to be victorious over this. Hindi tayo po pwede rito umasa, hindi ko feel mag-Christian ngayon. Hindi ko feel na maging anointed niya. Hindi ko feel na maging revivalist ngayon. No, we run the race marked out for us with perseverance. Everybody say perseverance. We are called to run the race well. But here's the problem. And this is number two. Alright? It says here, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. So we are called to run the race well. But here's a problem. There are hindrances. There are entanglements. What would be a hindrance to a runner? A hindrance to a runner could be nagka-cramps. Alright? Now that's painful. I have seen some videos in YouTube, because I don't run, alright? But I've seen some videos on YouTube on how, when cramps set in, Oh my goodness, there was this one runner who was trying to finish it, and she was doing this. There was so much pain, cramps all over her body. All over her body. Nobody's supposed to help her. If she is to be recognized as one who finished, nobody should touch her. Nobody should help her across the line. But all of these people were just waiting for her to cross the line. They were all there rooting for her, guiding her. You can do it, you can do it. The moment she crossed the line, like all of these people came in to carry her, help her, infuse hydration in her, everything. They just help her. There are many factors that can come in. Some of them spiritual. Some of them physical. That will attempt to hinder us from becoming victorious in this race. Si Satan lang, maraming ilalagay yan. He will attempt so many things if only to hinder us from our running. Spiritually speaking, the hindrances would be sins. Now let's look at 2018. Has the enemy used anything, any weapon, any sin, any bondage in your life that caused you to be unproductive? Has the enemy put in you some sinful habit that previously you did not have that? But somehow it got you. It was able to trap you. And because of that, you're not able to be fruitful. You all know my story. I got born again back in 1985. And I was so on fire for the Lord. Like I wanted to win the world for Jesus. I was sharing the gospel left and right. There is not a place where I will hesitate to preach the gospel. I will just share Jesus with everyone. I thought I was over my past bondage. But it somehow resurrected in my life. I'm talking about the bondage to pornography. I was born again. But somehow that ugly head of this demon called pornography was able to get into my life. It was an entanglement. Tuso ang Diablo. There's a meme that's going around the world. I don't know if you've seen that meme. My face is on it. Who has seen that meme? Really? Crazy. Somebody from Dubai sent me that meme. He what do you call it? Screen grab. Screenshot. So he did a screenshot. My face was there. And there's a subtitle right there. Ang demonyo ay demonyo. This guy's from Dubai. And it says there, I was looking at the screenshot, ang demonyo ay demonyo. Nakaganyan pa ako. Okay? And it has 50,000 shares. Now, my son, Wesley, was sent the same meme. And somebody remarked, because I'm Hiram Pangilinan, by the way. And somebody remarked, Wesley, kamukha mo. And so he replied, of course, daddy ko yan eh. Sabi niya, we. Sige, sabi niya, itatag ko para maniwala ka. Hi, daddy Hiram Pangilinan. And so, I did not know what it was all about. So Edmar was here. Edmar, he's one of our young people in Antipolo. I don't know what that meme is, what that actually meant. Many versions of that meme have actually gone out. Many versions. Some versions I don't like. This version, I mean, it's the pure version. Tinawag ko si Edmar. Habi ko, Edmar, ano ba ito? Hindi ba ako dapat... Ano ba ito? Ano ba dapat reaction dito? Pastor, wala yan. Sabi niya, may sinabi lang kayo, tapos gusto nila yung sinabi ninyo, pang, wala lang, pang, pangbasag ng trip ng iba, hindi ko maintindihan ng millennials, promise. Yung mga basag trip. Ano ito? Wala yan, pastor. Ano lang yan? Kasi may sinabi kayo, nagustuhan nila yung sinabi. Ah, so nagustuhan nila yung sinabi ko. Oh, pastor, yun nga lang ang sinasabi nila, kung masama na yung tao, talaga masama yan. Hindi ko sinabi yun. Hindi, sabi nyo kasi, ang demonyo ay demonyo. Yun na nga, demonyo yun, hindi tao. Hindi, sabi nila, pagka yung tao, parang demonyo na yun all the way. Ah, okay. So, out of context yung pagkakahugot nun. Okay? Now, why did I venture into this? Okay. Because the devil will attempt to put some things in us, hindrances in us. Now, I just want to correct that notion. It is not true that once a person was put into bondage by the devil, that that person will be in bondage for the rest of his life. When I said ang demonyo ay demonyo, take it at face value. I'm talking about demons. But I'm not talking about people. Because people, the moment the grace of God comes into our lives, that grace of God is so powerful. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and it enables us to live holy lives. And you may be here, and what this verse is saying, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And you may be here and you're saying, Pastor, 2018, na-entangle ako. 2018, I got hindered from my walk. I was so on fire for the Lord. I'm so passionate. I love revival. I love the glory of God. But something happened. I fell into sin. Well, you know what? The good news is the grace of God is more powerful than sin. And it can set you free still. I'm talking to somebody here today and you may need to hear that word. Hindi po totoo yung sinabi nung meme na yon na ang demonyo ay demonyo at wala ka ng pagbabago. Because God can change all of us. You know my story. I mean, if you still don't know my story, read the book, Handbook on Deliverance. My story is there. And I've been sharing this to so many others. I shared this the first time I shared my testimony on how God set me free from pornography was in a big conference on spiritual warfare and deliverance. I shared that testimony. Some guy, actually, after I shared my testimony, and I asked, it's a group of pastors. It's a group of pastors. And I told them, everybody close your eyes. Nobody looking at anybody. Heads bowed, eyes closed. If you're here today and if you are in a bondage to pornography, I want you to raise your hand because God wants to set you free. You will be surprised. If there were 1,000 pastors in that house, there must have been more than 80% who raised their hands. And God moved so powerfully. Many of them were gloriously delivered. The moment I stepped down from that stage, somebody grabbed a hold of me, took me to the side and said, Pastor Hiram, how dare you? I said, what? You should not have shared that testimony because that brings shame to the pulpit. It's an embarrassment. I said, I share that testimony because God has set me free from that sin. And when I share that testimony, that actually gave grace to the listeners that they can actually be set free by the same grace that set me free. The problem is when we attempt to hide these sins and try to put up a facade before all people that all is well with me. Ako, I'm not struggling. I don't have a struggle with hate. I don't have a struggle with unforgiveness. I don't have a struggle with self-pity. I don't have a struggle with depression. I don't have a struggle with any sin. That is a lie that the devil has placed in your mind and you try to put up a facade because the moment you say that there's nothing wrong with you, then no help can come. help can only come to those who would come before God and say, God, I am a sinner and I need your help. I'm in a bondage. There are things that are hindering me from my pursuit of you and I need help. Which is why the Bible says, he who conceals his sin is foolish. He will not prosper. But whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Can we show them that? Proverbs 28:13. And everybody will read Proverbs 28:13. Ready, go. He who does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Two powerful words. Everybody say confess, renounce. You know what? If I'm going to sum up the entire ministry of deliverance in just two words, those are the two words. If we want to be delivered, if there is some entanglement that has come upon you this year, 2018, these are the two words that you need to do. Confess them to the Lord. Lord, I confess I have been entangled. Lord, I confess I have acquired a sinful habit. Lord, I confess I have a negative attitude. Just confess them to God. By confessing, simply put, it means you're admitting to a fault. You admit to a fault. You're not offering excuses. You are admitting to a fault. People who will not admit to a fault cannot be helped. If the fault is always on someone else, if the fault is always on, it's that guy, if not for him, I won't be like this. If the fault will always be on someone else and we never come to that conclusion that it's me. He who confesses, that's the first thing that we admit before God. Lord, forgive me. I did some crazy things. I did some foolish things. It's wrong. Lord, nagalit ako. Sino rito nagalit ng 2018? Oh, shame on you. Sino rito nakapagsalita ng masama ng 2018? Pastor, baka madagdagan pa, may 2 days pa. Sino rito? Okay na yan, sapat na yan. I mean, you know what? If it's just confession, you know what's so good about God? He does not charge us for every sin. O sige ha, kada kasalanan mo, parang yung parking dito pag nagdagdag ka ng oras. You exceeded 4 hours, sir. First time I parked there, just some few tips, all right? It's good on weekends. It's flat rate everywhere, okay? Who gets to do parking here? Who gets to do parking here? Taas nga kamay. Who enjoys parking here? Who enjoys parking in Timog? All right, so for those, mas maganda sa Timog, sige, di mag-park ka sa Timog, tapos pumunta ka rito. Okay? You know, we need to count our blessings. I love the parking here. I mean, I would gladly pay 45 pesos for parking kaysa maghanap pa. Saan ako magpa-park? Sige, tubusin mo yung kotse mo sa MMDA. But the first time I got to park right there, yung along the road, yung on a weekday, I did not know. I thought it's flat rate, so they gave me the ticket, 45 pesos. Di nagbayad na ako agad-agad. I got to spend the whole day, like I think we left this place because I was, I'm not really overseeing what was going on here. Maraming repairs, maraming ginagawa rito na the first days, no, when we were still trying to convert this into a church venue. I think we left at about 1 a.m. And so that guy in the green barong, he approached me, sabi, sir, yung ticket niyo po. Ay, sabi ko, nagbayad na ako kanina. Oo nga po, patingin po ng ticket niyo. Bigyan mo yung ticket. Okay. Sir, dagdag pa po ng 7 hours. Hindi, bayad na ako. Hindi po, may per hour pa after the first 4 hours. Talaga? Opo, sir. Kala ko flat rate yun. Hindi po, sir. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Ayoko magalit. Okay.
Brad, sure ka na ba? And I got my gospel track right there. Sabi ko, sige, sige. Ayoko magalit. Sinera kita ng gospel. Ha? Sinera ko siya ng gospel. That person, every time he sees me now, Pastor, good morning. Paano kaya kung si Lord, nakalimang kasalanan ka ngayong araw, I mean, you committed 5 sins today, and then God says, alright, after the 5th sin, nakakota ka na eh. May extra charge na. You know what's so good about our God is that we can keep on confessing things to Him like, Lord, I did this, forgive me. I mean, you approach God with a sincere heart. When you say, Lord, I'm really sorry, be sorry. It's not like you're saying, Lord, I committed this. Lord, I lied. Forgive me. Oops, I did it again. That's not the way it goes. But we have such a good God, such a gracious Father, who will just say, I still forgive you. You know, Jesus will not require us to forgive others 70 times 7 if He Himself cannot do it. Who has committed 70 times 7 here? Pastor, masyado mababa eh. Who has committed 70 times 7 here, honestly? I'll do a survey. 70 times 7. More. Okay, sige. Sorry. Who has committed more than 70 times 7 here? Dito muna ta. Huwag muna kayo. Dito muna ako titingin. Okay? You know, this is the look of conviction. Alright? Who has done more than 70 times 7 here? Okay. Patigasan talaga yan, huh? 70 times 7 here. 70 times 7 here. Tablang kayo, ha? 70 times 7. 70 times 7. More. For the past year, we have committed so many things, but what's so good about our God, He's just saying, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't God good? But it doesn't stop there. After we confess, what do? We renounce. And by renouncing, we're saying, Lord, I hate this sin. It's time, people. Everybody say, it's time. It's time. If you know, if you don't know where that came from, don't even bother to know. My goodness, something's going to happen. Something's happening right now. If you still don't know what I'm talking about, don't even bother. But you know what? It's time that we as a church, it's time that we as believers would declare to that particular sin that got you entrapped, no more. Di na ako magpapaloko. Di na ako magpapagoyo. Hindi na ako magagalit. If you're entering 2019, you have 2 days left, people. If you're entering 2019 and you still have an animosity or an ill feeling towards anyone, you still have 2 days left. Magpatawad ka na. Sabi mo katabi mo, magpatawad ka na. I got this from a friend. Sabi niya, maawa ka sa sarili mo. And I'm telling you the same thing. If you're entering 2019 and in your heart and in your mind, you still have that idea na, I'm not going to let go of that particular offense. Maawa ka sa sarili mo. Ikaw, sarili mo ang pinapahirapan mo. Do you get that? Like some Christians are carrying this weight, this load over their shoulders. They cannot move on some particular offenses in life. And the first victim in carrying that offense is actually you. Tell the person next to you, you. Eh, Pastor, kung alam mo lang ginawa sa akin yun, hindi ko po planong malaman. But I want you to know that you are the first victim of that wound. In the sense that you never get healed from that wound. And it's time for you, I'm giving you the perfect time to just let go of that burden and get a hold of that cell phone after the worship service. Get a hold of that cell phone. Text that person. I love you. It won't hurt, guys. I heard of a particular pastor who has something negative to say about me. Not really to me, because some guys don't talk to me. They just talk about me. So I texted that pastor. Bro, I love you. That's it. And then he replies back, I love you too. Ang sarap eh. People, it's the greatest feeling in the world to release love and to release forgiveness, to release grace, to release mercy to people. But if what we will just keep on holding to is the offense, eh, ganitong ginawa niya eh. You remember the parable of the unmerciful servant. He was forgiven much. But then came this guy who owed him a little. Just a little compared to how much he owed the master. And then the master was told that this servant was unmerciful to the other servant. Sabi niya, patawag niyo uli yan. Why are you like that? I forgave you so much. Pero kung umasta ka doon sa isang yon, parang ikaw ang bait-bait mo. Take from him everything that he has, including his family. Throw them into prison until he is able to pay me everything that he owes me. What happened? Kala ko pinatawad na siya nung master. Bakit ganun siningil uli? Have you ever thought about that? I thought he was forgiven by the master already. But why is it that when he, the servant, chose not to forgive the other servant, the master calls him back and says, you know what? Your offense is back. Have you ever thought about that? The master actually recalled him and recalled the offense and imposed it on him again. Balik sa'yo yung utang mo. What happened? What happened was this. When the master forgave the servant, the master was moving in grace. Everybody say grace. When the servant charged the other servant, you must pay. If not, I'm going to do this to you. I cannot pay. So this guy puts him in prison. What did he do? He did not move in grace. And he did not move in mercy. So what happens? He moved in legalism. When he used legalism against this person, the master takes him to task. Hey, I granted you grace. I granted you mercy. You moved in legalism. Because you abandoned your position of grace by moving in legalism. I will use legalism on you as well. I'll use the law. You go to prison. It's the same thing for us people. If we choose to abandon our position of grace, the law will be imposed on us. Who wants the law? Ayoko yun. Who wants grace? So let's be gracious to people. Amen? Remove hindrances. Remove sin. Tama ako, John. Remove sin. Remove the hindrances. We choose to just leave them all behind. Start with a clean slate. Amen? Third lesson. Let's move on. Third lesson. Are you learning something today? Okay. So, how do we finish strong? We are called to run the race well. That's one. Everybody say, persevere. Secondly, we must remove hindrances. By now, Holy Spirit must have made clear on each one of us what those hindrances are. People, make a decision in your heart, in your mind, I'm going to start clean. If there's anything that you have to leave behind, leave them behind this 2018. I was doing a Bible study to a particular group of people. And one of the highlights of that Bible study that I could not forget was when one of the attendees, when he entered the room, I knew all along that he was a practicing homosexual. So all those weeks, all those months that we were having the Bible study, I knew that he was into that kind of a lifestyle. But we just allowed him, we accepted him in that group. I knew that the Word of God would do its work in his heart and that he would be convicted of any practice that's not pleasing before God. And then one day he entered the room. He handed to me an envelope, brown envelope. And then he says, Pastor Hiram, sa inyo na po ito. Ano ito? Pastor Hiram, this is yours. I give it to you. I surrender it to you. I said, what's this? Take a look. I opened the envelope and inside were DVDs about this thick. I said, what's in the DVDs? Those are X-rated movies that I'm surrendering to God because I don't want that lifestyle anymore. I said, in that case, I want you to destroy them yourself. He said, I tried to burn them. They won't burn. So I'm giving it to you. Okay, I said, all right. Thank you so much for surrendering this, for giving up that lifestyle. I'm saying the same for all of us. If there's an attitude, if there's a sin, if there's a habit, if there's a bondage that you need to leave behind, people, New Year is always a great time for us to start anew. The year ender is always a great time to say bye-bye to all of the negative habits. Ayoko na doon. The third lesson is this. Verse 2. Hebrews 12, verse 2. So it says here, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Verse 2, everybody read. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What do we do? What's our motivation? What inspires us? Why would we leave all of these things behind? Because our eyes are fixed on the finish line, and the finish line is to be like Jesus Christ. Let us fix our eyes on him. Why him? Because we all want to be like him. That's the plan of God, that we will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. I want you to look at the person next to you. Look at the face. Go ahead and tell that person, halos kamukha mo na si Jesus. Konti na lang. Balbas na lang. The idea really is for us to be conformed to the image of Jesus. It should be said that we are every day growing more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. We want it said that we are being transformed more and more to be like him. The way we talk. Kumusta the way we talk? The way we think. The way we react, the way we respond, the way we live life, the way we love. You know, I love John Wesley Because he's among those who championed what is known as the doctrine of entire sanctification. What's that, Pastor? The doctrine of entire sanctification, simply put, it means that John Wesley believed that we can grow into Christian perfection. Really? He believes in perfection as in sinless perfect? No, no, no. By that, he meant that we can actually grow more and more and more and more into the love of God in such a way that the love of Jesus reflects on us, which is why every time there is somebody who will tell him, I want to be a minister in the Methodist movement. Back then, it was a movement. I want to be a minister. I want to be a minister in the Methodist movement. One of the things, one of the questions that he would ask the candidates for the ministry would be, are you growing in perfection? Are you growing in perfection? If the person says no, in that case, you cannot be a candidate for the ministry. You need to be growing in perfection. And by that, he means being perfected in love. I've been reading his journal lately. Oh my goodness, that guy, he is a revivalist through and through. Everywhere he goes, it's either there's a riot or there's a revival. There's a revival or there is a riot. There's a riot or there is a revival. Hindi pwedeng, ano nangyari? Wala nangyari. May nangyari dapat. There would be occasions wherein the whole town will get converted. There will be occasions wherein they will attempt to kill him, stab him, punch him. I mean, lots of attempts on his life. The devil hates him. Sino rito, the devil hates you? Hindi po, sir, friends kami, ha? I hope the devil hates you. And it's not a curse. It's a blessing to be hated by the devil. I hope the devil hates us. Sana. I don't want to hear from the devil. Ah, you're wrong, Pastor. He's my friend. Matter of fact, he's my secret agent in the church. We fix our eyes on Jesus. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, people, we become like him because we become like the one that we behold. Some people have told me and my wife, magkamukha kayo. Magkamukha kayo. Palagi yun, no, mami? Di mo? Sabi na pag nakita nila, sino ba yan? Where were we? Sabi, sir, kamukha nyo. Isang lugar. Sa hotel. Sa tindahan. Bumibili tayo ng sabon, panlaba. Magkamukha kayo. Sabi ko, basta, yan. Pinagbiyak. Hopya. Pinagbiyak na hopya. Sabi ko, hulaan niyo po kung sinong matanda. Sabi, mga lola ito eh, tatlong lola na nagchichikando sa loob na sari-sari store eh. Para kayo pinagbiyak na hopya. Sabi ko, hulaan niyo po kung sinong matanda. Eh, di siya. Thank you po. But then again, when they see him, kunyari, when they see Wesley and he's with his mom, ang sasabihin naman lang, ay, ang kamukha yung mami. I mean, have you ever thought about it? Na, the one that you get to behold, you become like that person. And that's the idea behind us beholding the Lord. Every day we need to behold the Lord. Every day we need to spend time with him so that what he is, we become. The way we talk, it changes. The way we think, it changes if we're spending time with the Lord. It's just like this. Have you ever wondered why it is a basic rule in washing clothes? Paghiwalayin ang puti sa decolor. Who does laundry here? Who does laundry here? Those who don't do laundry, you will never understand this. As for the champions in the house, wala mo naman talaga naglalaba. Washing machine naman yan eh. Well, I've always heard that line. Naglalaba ako, hindi ikaw, washing machine. Hindi ko na kailangan pa rin paghiwalayin. It's true. Washing machines cannot do that. Paghiwalayin ang puti sa decolor. Bakit? Kasi mahahawa ang puti sa decolor. Yun ba yung pastor? Yun yun. Deep truth, people. If people are going to ask you outside, what did you learn today? Paghiwalayin ang puti sa decolor. Deep truth. Ito ang tanong, bakit? Because there always has to be a logic behind what we do. Don't just be doing things just because people said, eh, well, you know, it's cultural. You need to have a good reason. Bakit paghihiwalayan? Para wag mahawa ang puti sa decolor. You know, I would love for someone to do a side-by-side of my teaching with the teaching of Bill Johnson. And somebody will watch yung teaching muna ni Bill Johnson and they'll say, whoa, deep, profound. Tapos igaganon yung teaching ko. Ano daw? Tapos sasabihin ganito, wala na akong narinig na mas bababaw pa. There's a point to this. Tawa-tawa kayo, but there's a point to this. What's the point? Pag naibabad mo yung puti, talagang ipupursu ko to eh. I'll pursue this, alright? I'll pursue this. Pag naibabad mo ang puti sa decolor at inihiwalay mo yan, big chance, whatever was in that colored shirt or colored clothes will have imparted something to that white shirt. You immerse yourself in the presence of God and it cannot, you cannot leave the presence of God unchanged. He will leave His mark on you and in your life. People will know. May nangyari sa'yo. We, may nangyari sa'yo. Talaga, oh, dati mura ka ng mura eh. May nangyari sa'yo. We, oh, dati lahat kaaway mo eh. May nangyari sa'yo. Ano yun? Nagbabayad ka na ng utang. Dati tinatakbuhan mo lahat yan eh. May nangyari sa'yo. Ano yun? Nakikipagbati ka na eh. Dati lahat, hindi mo binabati, iniiwasan ka eh. Ngayon, hindi. You have grown more to be like Christ. How does it happen? When we fix our eyes on Jesus, what you behold, you become. So what do we do? Let me conclude. We leave behind that which has entrapped us. Ayaw ko na. I confess you to God. Lord, oh, ayoko na nito. I renounce this sin and I fix my eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of my faith. That's what matters. Pwede ba maging kamukha natin si Jesus? Maski sa mga taong hindi natin masyadong gusto? Pastor, wala na akong hindi gusto. Lahat love ko na. You're growing more to be like Jesus. And that's the idea. Let's all stand up. You know, there was a time when I was on my knees and I was praying. And I remember very clearly what I prayed for that particular night. I still remember my position. I still remember where it was. I was kneeling on the floor. And I was praying to Jesus and I said, Lord, I want to apprehend you. That was the prayer. I rarely use that word, but that particular night I used that word. I said, Lord, I want to apprehend you. I want to apprehend you in such a way that there is nothing between you and I. I want to apprehend you. And it's very clear that as I was praying, I was crying out to Jesus, I want to be able to apprehend you. For some reason, I fell asleep. Nakatulog ako. And then I had a dream. Almost instantly, the moment I slept or I fell asleep, I had a dream. Immediately. And in that dream, I saw this glorious, beautiful light. And I said, Lord, that's you. So now I'm able to apprehend you. And I was running to him. I was about to grab a hold of the Lord who was in that light. Lord, I will apprehend you now. Something happened. A woman came in between the two of us. And this woman blocked the view of the glorious light. And this woman had paper eyes. Like, alam niyo, mukha, pero parang dinikitan lang ng papel na mata. And a paper tongue. I said, that's weird. That's ugly. The dream stopped and I woke up. I said, Lord, I was almost there. I was about to capture you. I was about to get a hold of your glory. What was that? Hindi ko maintindihan yon. I actually wrote Francis Frangipane a letter, an email, and sent to him that dream. And I told him the context. I was praying. I was telling the Lord, I want to apprehend you. And then I had a dream. But this woman appeared and I described the woman to him. And then he shared with me what he believed was the word of the Lord concerning that dream. He said, that dream speaks of the desire in your heart for you and for your church to be able to apprehend the Lord. And he wants to be apprehended. He wants to be captured. He wants that the church will be able to just be intimate with him and capture him and grab him like we will be one with him. But that woman, he says, can speak of immorality. It's an immoral woman. It's an immoral spirit that will attempt to block your path in apprehending the Lord. And this can be a message for you and for the church. I'm sharing this with you today. Because God's heart is for him to be apprehended. God's heart is for this 2019 that we will experience his glory like never before. I know that we can always look back and say, oh, mas matindi nung gano'n. Ay, grabe nung umulan nung gold nung panahon ni Joshua Mills. Mas grabe nung yung mga scoliosis, yung cancer. You know what? Our God is a God who moves in ever-increasing glory. 2019 presents something more glorious. But let there be nothing that will hinder us from apprehending the presence of God. If there's anything on your path that will block the Lord, I would say today, leave that behind. No more. Not that woman with the paper eyes, not that woman with the paper tongue, not sin, not anger, not hatred, not lust, not anything. Lord, I'm going to apprehend you. Can we do that prayer right now? I want you to talk to Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you. For Lord, even as it is our desire to apprehend you. It is even your greater desire to apprehend us. You want to capture our hearts. And Lord, we cannot hide anything from you. So today we make a decision. We confess and we renounce sin. Now, if there are particular sins that God is revealing to you, you know what? His grace is so much that He is willing to wash away any sin in our lives today. It can even be a habit. It can even be an attitude. Whatever it is, God is willing to forgive today. So let's just take this time and let Him wash away every dirt, every filth in our lives. Oh, Spirit of holiness, come upon this place. Spirit of humility, come upon this place. We know, Lord, that we cannot hide anything from you. So we are asking right now, God, we expose ourselves to you. Change us. Transform us more and more into the image of Jesus. Anything, Lord God, that is not a reflection of you, we pray, forgive. Forgive. We repent.